家请坐。
God bless you all today.
神祝福各位。
For coming.
谢谢你们的来到。
And welcome everybody online.
谢谢我们，也欢迎我们所有在线上的弟兄姊妹们。
This week we saw 5 people coming to the Lord.
这一周我们看到5个人得救信主。
But they're all in Canada.
他们在加拿大。
Hallelujah. Guess why? Because Betty is there.
因为 Betty 在加拿大。
So we need to see more saved here.
我们也需要看到更多的人在这里得救。
Hallelujah. So believe in God and God will, save your families.
所以相信主，主会拯救你们的家人。
God loves our family.
神爱我们的家人。
So thank you for coming today.
谢谢大家的来到。
And, God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Turn with me to John chapter 15.
请大家翻到约翰福音15章。
Reading from verse 10.
从第十节开始读起。
By the way, you know the boiler in this church is broken down today.
那大家知道我们的那个气暖气有今天有破坏。
But praise the Lord.
但是感谢主。
God turned up the heat outside.
神把外面的温度提高了。
So we praise the Lord, huh?
所以我们感谢主。
Amen. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment.
And
abide in His love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
You know, Jesus talks about love.
神讲到爱。
Do you know this whole idea about love of Christ is so unique in Christianity?
关于耶稣的爱这件事情在基督教里面是至关键的事情。
You know, when we were idol worshippers,
当我们曾经在拜偶像之时
there's no concept of love from the idols.
在拜偶像的时候是感觉不到爱的。
In fact, love is actually a very difficult to understand idea amongst religions and occults.
在很多的宗教包括各种邪教里面都讲到爱的时候就会很难。
Even thousands of years ago,
1000年之前
in history, in the Middle East, in China,
在各样的历史包括中国呀中东各样的历史里面
the purpose of the creation of humans is to serve the gods.
好像创造人的那种目的就是去侍奉神。
You see, gods, humans have never been the focus of the gods.
所以人从来都不是这些所谓的偶像和假神里面重要的一个部分。
Every culture believes in many gods.
很多文化他们也相信各种各样的神。
And the formation of man really was for one purpose, is to serve them.
好像讲到人好像唯一的目的就是为了去侍奉这些偶像。
You can see that in dramas.
我们也经常在电视剧里能看到。
In many mythical stories.
在很多电视剧的故事里面都看得到的。
But then in our Bible.
但是在我们的圣经里面。
In Genesis 1, chapter 2, Genesis 2, and all the way into Revelation.
从创世纪一直到启示录都能看到。
God's focus has always beenHis love for man.
神的关键之关键的关注都是关乎对人的爱。
So don't forget, this is so different from all other beliefs.
所以大家一定要记住，这是我们和其他的宗教最大不同之处了。
And so it is important for us to know what is that love of God.
所以也对你我来说非常至关重要，要明白神的爱到底
是怎样。So in the beginning of creation, He has decided that this Almighty God.Which is just one of him, the supreme God decides, I'm going to create man, and I'm going to love the man. I'm going to love mankind.
从创世一刚开始的时候，神就已经定义我要创造人，并且我要爱他们。
And so we all know it all went wrong.
所以我们知道后来故事哈，事情就不是按这样的方向发展。
Humans sinned against God.
人类却反倒犯罪得罪了神。
Instead of entering God's rest in heaven,
不但没有进入到神在天上的安息,
we follow the devil into hell.
反倒是跟随了撒旦进入地狱。
But we praise God for Jesus.
但是我们感谢主，因为耶稣的缘故。
To give us a chance.
因为他给了我们再一次的机会。
To reverse all of that.
让我们能够改变所有的这个故事。
So that we can be reconciled with God.
让我们可以重新与神和好。
And that's the message of the gospel.
这就是福音的关键。
And that's why when we receive Jesus, we receive the love of God.
所以当我们接受耶稣成为我们的救主的时候，主的爱就进来了。
We must not stop preaching that message.
所以我们一定不要停止来说爱的信息。
Amen. You see, five people destined for hell have now took a U-turn.Destined for heaven.
这一周信主的五个人本来是往地狱之门去的，但是现在却一大翻转，现在成了神的儿女。
Now the devil absolutely hates them.
那撒旦现在就恨死了这五个人了。
The devil absolutely hates us.
撒旦也恨死了我们了。
Because we have something that he does not have.
因为我们所有的他却没有。
And that's the love of God.
就是神的爱。
Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, repentance.Is a blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，悔改是一个祝福。
It is through repentance that we can reverse the downfall.
就是因为悔改，才让我们可以让整个故事有翻转
的。So we should never see repentance as something negative.
请大家不要把悔改看成一个负面的事情。
But you should see it as a blessing from God given to us.
反倒要看到是神给我们的祝福之意。
That's why every time when you have done wrong.
所以每当你做错之时。
You can reverse that by repentance.
你可以让借着悔改这件事情，让整个故事有一个重新的翻转。
No matter how the devil repents, nothing will happen.
不管撒旦怎么样去悔改，都不会有事情发生。
Amen. And so in John chapter 15, during Jesus' last weeks, he said something very important to his disciples.
约翰福音十五章的记载的时候，是耶稣在世的最后一周。这里面有很多很关键的信息。
Many scholars believe this is the John's Gospel. Majority of that is on Jesus' last one or two weeks.
所以很多人都相信这个。现在我们看到的这个经文，正是在耶稣的最后几个小时。
You know, if it was your last week on the earth, what would you tell anyone?
如果你在世上只剩一周了，你会跟世上的人说什么？
Surely you'll be saying, you'll be telling people what's the most important thing on your heart.
当然你会跟所有的人说出你心里最想最想说的话。
Look after my dog when I'm gone.
等我走了以后一定把我的狗照顾好。
Look after my cat.
一定把我的猫也照顾好。
Yeah? You understand? It depends, whatever is most precious on your heart,is what you will instruct people to do for you.
不管你临终之前你心中看重最看重的事情，肯定是你要交代的事情了。
And so Jesus is saying some things that are very important upon his heart.
所以耶稣呢就在说他心中现在觉得最重要的事情了。
Like from the beginning of creation, the same focus is on humans.
从创世一开始，神的关注就在人的身上。
Speaking to his disciples.
对他的，所以耶稣在这里对他的门徒说话。
He says,
他说
"Keep my commandments."
他说：“你们遵守我的命令。
You will abide in my love.
遵守我的命令，你就常在我的爱里。
Just as I have kept my Father's commandments.
正如我遵守了父的命令。
Abide in His love.
常在他的爱里。
God wants us to abide in His love, to remain.Inside His love,
神想让我们常在主的爱里。
For us not to feel lonely,
让我们不孤单、不寂寞。
Unloved,
不觉得好像不被爱。
But we should be secure in that love of God,
让我们在主的爱里有安全感。
Knowing that now that we are washed in the blood of Jesus, that God has got hold of our lives.
因为主耶稣的宝血，现在主牢牢地抓住了我们的生命。
We need to understand what that means.
我们需要明白这个事情。
We are loved by God.
我们被神所爱。
Amen. Don't ever say God doesn't love you.
千万不要说神不爱你哦。
You see, if you feel God doesn't love you, that's because the devil has deceived you.
那你要是真觉得神不爱你的话，那一定是魔鬼撒旦的谎言。
You know the greatest tactic of the devil is to make sure that you misunderstand God.
那撒旦的一个最大的诡计就是确保你会误会神。
Amen. You see, if you are a backslidden Christian, the devil will leave you alone.
如果你是一个倒退的基督徒，可能魔鬼就不管你的事了。
If a city is backslidden, the devil will leave you alone because you present no threat to him.
如果一个城市都已经倒退了、后退了，那神、那撒旦都懒得管了，觉得反正你也没有造成威胁。
But the moment you come alive.
但是一旦你复活起来
you want to believe in Jesus,
你开始相信主耶稣
and you want to serve him,
你想去服侍神了
guess what happens?
你猜猜会发生什么
he will try to attack you,
他马上就要开始攻击了
to make sure that everything you pray for, the opposite will happen.
他就想确保你不管祷告什么相反的事情就会发生
in order to present a lie about God.
因为他就想给你创造一个关乎神的。
Somehow he doesn't hear your prayers, he doesn't know, he doesn't care.
他就让你觉得神不听我的祷告，神也不爱我。
Around you, everything seems to get worse.
让你觉得好像我的环境怎么越来越糟糕。
If that's happening, it's the devil at work.
这个是撒旦的工作。
You rejoice.
你要在这中间喜乐。
That you are a threat to him.
因为你成为了他的一种威
胁。Hallelujah.Because God will never allow him to have the ultimate victory.
因为神不可能真的给撒旦一个完全的胜利了。
And through our challenges, through our difficulties, we will begin to see another revelation of God's love for us.
那我们在苦难中、挣扎中、痛苦中，其实我们反倒会经历神，然后有他的经历和见证。
That's why Paul calls us to be soldiers.
所以这是为什么保罗称我们为士兵。
Because every time when the enemy gets at you, you stand up.
因为每一次当敌人捅了你一刀的时候，你反倒要
站起来。You trust the Lord.
你竟然相信神。
Amen. Those of us who are under bondage, you pray and you pray and you pray, you're still under bondage.That is why the devil wants to portray that God has no power to set you free.
所以很多我们在中间人在祷告，祷告，祷告，却还是在捆绑之中。这就是魔鬼撒旦想要给的一个谎言，让你觉得你永远都只会在捆绑之中。
It's not that God does not have power.
这个并不是神没有。
Just that you have not stood up long enough in order to be delivered.
神并不是说他没有大能在你身上，他只是说这个事情他还要等一段时间，然后再发生。
We can all defeat the enemy.
我们都会击败撒旦。
If we don't give up,
如果我们不放弃的话
，Hold on to Jesus.
抓住耶稣。
We will experience His love for us.
我们会经历他在我们生命中的爱。
His power to deliver us.
经历他的能力来释放我们。
Amen. The older you get as a Christian, the more challenge that becomes.
你当基督徒的年月越长，你要碰到的困难和功课就越多。
Because we see so many examples of Christians falling by the wayside.
因为我们看到很多很多的基督徒都在慢慢的远离神了。
So we begin to doubt.
所以我们就开始怀疑。
We begin to see hypocrisy everywhere.
我们看到各样的假象。
So we begin to doubt.
我们就开始怀疑。
But I tell you, brothers and sisters, that's the enemy.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这是敌人的工作。
Trying to cast doubt in your mind.
让这些敌人的工作和谎言离开你。
If you ever doubt.
如果你怀疑的话
If you ever find the scripture is difficult to interpret,
如果你觉得有经文很难懂的话
Start off with God is love.
先要明白神的爱了
If you start interpreting the Bible from God has a good intention,
如果你在解经的时候看到神的爱这个前提的时候
And then trace the line,
然后按照这个方向来往下走
You will find the right interpretation.
你会找到一个正确的
If you start off your prayer that God really loves me,
如果你开始你的祷告是
主，你好爱我。
那这个事情为什么会发生到我身上
？You will find the answer. You will find His voice.
然后你在读神的话语的时候，你就会慢慢找到方向。
You will find the touch of the Holy Spirit.
你会发现原来圣灵在你里面来解读。
And then you realize He's with you all the time.
你就会发现原来圣灵跟你一直同在。
And what's at work is the enemy.
然后你就会发现原来这些都是敌人的工作。
Working hard.
他在使劲的。来卖力的来打扰我们
to stop you from living that glorious Christian life.
来阻止我们活出来有荣耀的生命
But if you hold on,
如果你紧紧抓住
to the commandment of God,
抓住神的命令
Jesus says,
耶稣说
you abide in my love.
你会常在我的爱里
the devil will not be able to take you away from that.
敌人是不可能把这个拿走
Love is not just a feeling.
爱不是一种感觉。
Love is the reality of your relationship with God.
爱 爱是一个跟主的关系的实际。
It begins with a decision from you.
他这个最开始起初愿意的是需要是你。
To decide to allow God to love you.
让你先决定说我相信也决定神是爱
我的。Let me repeat that. It is a decision.
这个决定是你。
By you.
是你来做这个决定。
To allow God.
去允许神。
To love you.
来爱你。
Amen. It's only that do you receive the love.
就是在这里面你得到了神的爱的。
And so Jesus is saying, abide in that love.
所以耶稣说要常在我的爱里。
Let God love you.
让神来爱你。
Because when that love really touches you,
当这个爱真的触摸到你的时候,
it will transform who you are.
它会改变你整个人。
And the problem is, we got this Hollywood love.
但是问题就是我们头脑中都是这种好莱坞电影里面的爱。
We don't know what love is.
我们并不知道什么叫爱。
And so Jesus began to explain that.
所以耶稣开始来解释这个爱。
He said, I obey my father's commandments.
他说我遵守了我父的命令。
What does he mean by that?
他是什么意思呢?
Because the father loves me, I obey him.
因为我的父爱我，所以我遵守我父的命令。
Because everything that he has for me, it's good for me, and it is something that I have to do.
凡是神要我做的，都是因为爱我和照顾我的缘故，让我来做的。
And so Jesus say, abide in my commandments.
所以耶稣说，你们也要常在我的命令里。
He didn't say abide in my father's commandments.
他并没有说让你们常在父的命令里面。
But obey my commandments.
神说要你遵守我的命令，
是
耶稣的命令。
So what is the father's commandment?
父的命令是旧约里面的命令。
And we find there is one commandment said, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
那我们自己知道有一个经文是我们要全心全意全力爱我们的主。
And to love your neighbor as you love yourself.
而且还要爱邻舍如自己，爱邻如己。
Amen. So Jesus fulfilled all those commandments. He obeyed those commandments.
耶稣完成了所有这样的命令。
Now, the reason why God does that, tell us to obey his commandment, is it really so that we can please him?
那神要我们来遵守他的命令，是为了让我们就是仅仅去讨他的喜爱吗？
He gives the answer in verse 11, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full.
十一节里面有答案，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So what God is saying is, Jesus is saying this. You want to be joyful?
所以耶稣在说，你想要喜乐吗？
You want to be content?
你想要知足吗？
You want to be happy?
你想要开心吗？
Amen. Then obey my commandment.
那你需要遵守我的命令。
So what is that commandment of God?
那主说的这个命令是什么？
Then in verse 12, he discloses what that commandment is.
十二节他又继续开始说主耶稣的命令是什么了。
He said, this is my command.
他说这是我的命令。
That you love one another.
你们要彼此相爱。
As I have loved you.
像我爱你们一样。
Notice it is different.
你们看到没有？不同啊。
From the old commandment.
跟旧约里头的说法不同啊。
What was it again?
我们再看看。
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
以前在旧约里面是说我们要爱邻如己，像爱自己的那种方式去爱邻舍。
I love my brother as I would love myself.
我爱我的哥哥弟弟们就像是我爱我自己的那样
方式。The focus is me.
那个核心都是在自我中心上面。
And so when we give our love to another neighbor, it is our love delivered to someone else.
那如果当我们说爱邻舍的时候，我们是把自己里面那点爱拿出来给邻舍。
But in the new covenant, Jesus is setting a new standard.
但是在新约里面，耶稣给了一个新的要求。
He's not asking you to love your brothers and sisters as you love yourself.
耶稣不再叫我们用我们自己里面的那种爱去爱弟兄姊妹们。
He's asking you to love one another as he loves us.
而是要我们用他爱我们的方式来复制同样的爱出来了。
The difference is God wants us to love people as we receive love from him.
换句话说，主让我们先从神这里接收到爱，再用这个爱来爱。
God wants us to touch people's lives with the love of Jesus through you.
耶稣想让我们用耶稣的爱去触摸周围的人，我们只是器皿了。
But you can only do that when you receive first.
所以对于你我来说，需要做的第一件事情，先要领受从主耶稣来的爱。
That's why the church, when you try to love one another as I have as yourself, it doesn't work.
所以啊，在教会里面，我们用掏空自己的爱来互相相爱的话，真是不管用的事情。
It doesn't work in the new covenant.
我们失了在新约里面就是不管用。
This is no longer our efforts.
因为这个不是关乎你我的那种能力。
God does not want your effort. God wants you to allow Jesus to flow through you.
神根本就不是想让你来努力，而是想要耶稣基督的爱在你里面的生命流淌出来。
And that love is so different.
这样子的爱是不同的。
So different.
完全不同的。
It's a different quality.
是一种不同的质量。
It has power.
有能力的。
It has healing effects.
有医治的。
It delivers.
有释放的。
It's powerful.
非常有能力。
It is strong.
非常坚强。
It's more than a feeling.
完全不是靠感觉。
It is God himself.
是神他自己的爱。
Christ living in us.
是耶稣基督住在我们里面。
And in us we express the love of God.
是我们把我们里面的基督彰显出来爱外面的人。
And that's our homework.
这个才是我们的功课。
That's our life's work.
这才是我们一生的功课。
And so if I ask you the question, what makes a person spiritual?
所以我要如果问你问题，是什么东西让你觉得一个人属灵呢？
If you ask someone from a traditional background church, they will say the word. Someone who know the word of God.
如果你去问一个传统教会的基督徒，他们的答案一定是哦，知道圣经的人，知道神的话的人。
No, someone who know the word of God, if it's just knowledge, they don't have a big heart, they have a big head.
那其实不然，如果真的只是知道圣经的知识的话，他会更加为知，因为知识而骄傲放大。
Because the Pharisees knew the word of God.
因为法利赛人也知道神的话语啊。
And yet they were not spiritual.
但是他们根本不属灵，不是吗？
In fact, let's not repeat what Jesus said to them.
让我们不要再，我们再重复耶稣所说的话给他们听。
Having a lot of useless knowledge.
他们有那么多那么多的知识。
A religion that is dead.
那种宗教的死的知识。
And then what about the charismatic Pentecostal people?
那所谓的这些啊五旬节的灵恩派的这些基督徒又会怎么说
呢？ What makes them spiritual?
他们会觉得怎么样的人属灵？
Their answer would be speaking in tongues, baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他们会说要讲方言，要是属灵的施洗。
But that's the Corinthian people.
但是这个就是不就像是哥林多教会的
那种人吗？ They were full of the Holy Spirit, full of gifts.
他们好多好多属灵的恩赐。
And yet they were full of sin.
但是他们却满有罪恶。
Full of division.
满是分裂。
Full of strife within the church.
很多都是在教会里面有很多的分裂和争吵。
You see, between 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
从哥林多前书第十二章
which speaks of the spiritual gifts,
开始讲圣灵的恩赐。
And then First Corinthians chapter 14, which talks about the gifts of prophecy and tongues.
一直到哥林多前书的第十四章，关于方言、关于先知讲道的这些恩赐。
Is First Corinthians chapter 13.
都是关乎第十三章的记载。
Two pieces of bread with a piece of meat in between.
好像是两个面包中间夹了一块肉一样。
I call that the spiritual sandwich.
我叫这个属灵的三明治。
In the middle.
就在中间。
In the middle, what is that?
在中间的那一部分是什么？
Paul says, I show you a better way.
保罗说，我给你一个更好的方式。
It's love.
这个是爱。
If a person can love.
如果一个人懂了爱。
Can love like the Christ loves.
可以像基督的爱那样去爱。
Then he or she is a spiritual person.
那这个人他就是一个属灵的人。
According to Paul.
关乎保罗的说法。
Because it is the better way.
这是有一个最大的恩赐了。
Amen? That's why the world cannot love the way Christ loves.
所以世界的人没有办法像主耶稣这样来爱人。
That's why the world cannot be spiritual.
这是为什么世界是不可能属灵的。
But we can.
但是我们可以。
Because we have Christ in us.
因为我们有基督住在我们里面。
And what Christ wants us when we have Christ is not to keep him inside.
那我们有基督内住在里面，不是只把他关在里面而已哦。
But let him work through us.
我们是需要打开，让他流淌出来。
That's what makes us spiritual.
这个就是让我们属灵的真正的原因。
Amen. That's what makes a man, a woman attractive.
这也是让一个男人或者女人有吸引力的宝贝。
I tell you, what makes me kind of like, impressed about a man.
嗯，如果我要说我对一个人印象特别好的话，我会怎么想呢？
It's not money.
根本就不是那个人有钱的问题。
In fact, I've seen so many CEOs in my life.
其实我生命中见过很多大号的老板。
I haven't seen many that I'm impressed with.
我但是那些大号的老板，我都印象非常不好。
I've met a few billionaires in my life.
我也碰到过几个所谓的百万亿万富翁。
And yet I'm not that impressed with them.
但是我对他们的印象也不怎么好。
I've met many, many well-educated, people of the Bible.
我还甚至知道有很多受到非常高等教育的神学者，包括一些事工的人士。
I'm not impressed with many.
我也对他们印象没有特别
好。But what impresses me?
但是让我印象很好的是
about a person.
关于一种人
is that person can love people.
那个懂得爱的人
like the way they love God.
像基督爱的。
And whenever I find such a person.
当我看到这样的人。
That person has such an intimate relationship with God.
这个人跟主的关系里面如此密切。
Jesus is above everything else in their lives.
在他的生命中间，主耶稣是关乎一切。
They will never compromise.
他完全不妥协。
They will never give up.
他也完全不放弃。
They will never allow the devil to take one inch of their lives.
他也不给魔鬼留任何的地步。
You show me a spiritual man, and I will show you a man that can love.
你给我看一个所谓的属灵人士，我给你看一个会懂得爱的人。
You show me a spiritual woman, I'll show you a spiritual woman that loves God.
你要是想跟我讲一个属灵的女人，我告诉你一个，我认识一个真正属灵的会爱的。
That's what defines us.
这个才是我们与众不同的地方。
And this is what Jesus is talking about.
这才是耶稣基督所讲的。
He said, "This is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this."To lay down one's life for his friends.
12到13节说，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Verse 14, you are my friends. If you do whatever I command you, no longer do I call you servants. For a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends.For all things I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
14到15节，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事。我乃称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
One of our regular prayers should always be, Father, change my heart.
所以我们常常祷告的一个需要做的一个祷告就是主啊你改变我的心
Transform my mind
改变我的心意
Change me
更新我改变我
That I may be a person that's able to love
让我成为这个可以爱的人
Help me to be able to receive your love in my life
主啊让我来接受你的爱在我的里面
Lord
主啊
Let Jesus live in me
让耶稣基督在我里面活出来
Let Jesus shine from me
让耶稣基督在我里面发光出来
Amen We need to be decreased God needs to increase in our lives
主必兴旺我们必衰微
Because if we are too much of ourselves then we are hypocrites
如果我们里面太兴旺的话我们就成了假冒为善之人
I know truthfully all of us carry some of that hypocrisy
我相信我们每个人里面都有假冒为善的一些部分
But let's pray that every year there's a little bit less of me and there's a little bit more of God
但是让我们来祷告每一年我们里面有更少的我们自己有更多的主
Amen You know when you reach my age,
当你到我的年纪的时候
and I look back how I used to be as a Christian,
当我看看我很多往事以前怎么当基督徒的
I cringe,
我自己都发颤
I go, whoa, I can't believe I was that kind of Christian.
我自己都说天哪我以前原来是这样的一个基督徒吗
Even now I'm struggling to be a good Christian, but in the past I was even worse.
虽然我现在也不能夸说多好的基督徒但是我以前更糟糕
Yet in those days when I was only 19, 20 years old, I was going, yes, I am the best Christian that I know of.
在我还是19岁20岁那种年代的时候我真的觉得我是全世界最好的基督徒。
Amen? You measure everybody else against you.
你把所有的人的那个身量给你一量的话
You are the gold standard.
你觉得你是最标准化的那个人。
Amen? Everything was self-righteous.
所有的东西都是关乎于自我为义。
And then as you get beaten up,By the world and by the devil.
然后呢慢慢的就开始经历很多打击啊有魔鬼的攻击啊
out,
人的攻击
You cry out, God, where are you?
然后我就开始问主啊你到哪里去了
And then why hast thou forsaken me?
然后你为什么要抛弃我
And then slowly you begin more quiet, more humble.
然后你开始变得比较安静开始谦卑下来
Start listening a bit more.
开始打开耳朵听一听
See, when I first became a Christian, I had all the answers.
当我刚刚当基督徒的时候我以为我里面有所有的答案
Never listen to anyone.
我从来不听其他人说话
Always had the answers.
我总觉得我有所有的答案
Now got very few answers.
但是我现在反倒觉得我的答案很少
Start listening.
我开始听
Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we are all the same.
弟兄姊妹们其实我们都一样
God knows we are all the same.
神知道我们都是一样的
But it is possible.
但是这是可能的
To allow the fire to burn in us.
让神的火在我们里面燃烧。
To allow God to prune us.
让神来继续的修剪我们。
To allow God to fertilize the soil around us.
让神继续在我们的土壤里面添肥。
To allow God to bless us.
让神继续来祝福我们。
What is the greatest blessing you can receive?
最大的祝福你可以收到的是什么呢?
That every day you become more like Jesus.
就是每一天你一天比一天更像基督。
And you measure that by saying,How much do I love today?
那你怎么来衡量自己呢？就是看今天我的爱能爱多少。
Do you remember the sermons I've given about what would Jesus ask you?
你记不记得我以前给过一个讲道关于耶稣会问你什么？
You know when we die and we go to see Jesus.
当我们死了，然后我们去见耶稣的时候。
Do you know what question he will ask you?
你知道耶稣基督会问你什么问题吗？
And you better have the answer ready.
你现在最好就把答案想好。
And now,This is why you're part of this church. I'm giving you the answer.
那你就是你在我们这个教会，我给你个福利哈。我今天就把这个答案告诉你们。
Before you are examined.
在你们还没被真的问到
这个问题之
前。
Hallelujah. This answer is worth more than anything else.
这个答案是比其他的答案都好的。
You see, when Jesus asks you, Joshua.
当耶稣问说 Joshua.
This is the question.
我跟你有个问题。
Did you learn to love?
你学会了爱吗？
That's the question he will ask you.
这是耶稣基督问的问题。
Amen. You, after I preached that sermon several times in our church,
这个讲道其实我在教会讲了好多次了。
Our friend Granville had a dream.
然后我的一个朋友叫 Granville, 他呢就做了一个梦。
Completely separate from, he never heard that I preached about this.
他其实从来没有听过我有讲这个道。
He said he's found himself in a long queue towards.Jesus in heaven.
他在梦里面的时候，他排了一个长队，然后在等着去见耶稣。
So he waited and waited.
所以他就一直在等啊等。
And then when he got to Jesus,
当他到了耶稣的面前
，Jesus asked you, Granville.
耶稣问他 ，Granville.
What do you think?
你觉得呢
？How about your life?
关于你的生活，你怎么觉得
？What did you learn?
你学会了什么
？He said, Lord, I learned to love you. I learned to allow you to teach me love.
他的回答是主啊我学会了让你来教我如何爱
And then Jesus smiled at his good answer.
然后耶稣笑眯眯地望着他说回答得好请站到这边来
So what are you going to do when you meet Jesus when you get to heaven?
所以你要是去见到耶稣了你要跟耶稣怎么回答呀
You say yes Lord
你说是的主啊
to love.
我学会了爱
He didn't say what did you do for me?
他不会问你说哎，你为我侍奉了做多少事情、
啊、Because a lot of what we do is from the Holy Spirit.
因为很多时候我们所做的其实都是圣灵的作为而已。
Amen? But everything we do should be towards knowing God, knowing, loving people.
但是不管我们做的是什么，我们最后学到的功课应该都是学会了爱，学到了爱神爱人。
So when we all get to heaven one day,
所以当我们都去了天堂的时候
，and there's SEC Q,
然后有一个 SEC 的一个战队
，and everybody say, and then other people from other churches, how can they all get in?
其他的教会的那些人战队的时候就说，哎，为什么 SEC 的那个队这么长啊？
It's because they knew the answer.
因为他们知道正确答案。
Not just know the answer, they practice it.
他们不光是知道正确答案，他们也在实践这个答案。
Jesus said, "If you do that, you are my friends."
耶稣说，你要是这样做的话，你就是我的朋友了。
You see, on what basis do you call a person a friend?
所以，用什么样的标准，你才会叫一个人成为你的朋友呢？
Think about it.
想想这个问题。
We human beings, how do we make friends?
我们人与人之间是怎么交朋
友的 ？What's our criteria?
我们的这个交友的标准是什么
？You know, I remember when we were little kids, everybody's your best friend.
在我们还是小孩子的时候，我们叫每个人都叫做最好的朋友。
BFF.
我们叫做 best, 就是 BFF 最好的朋友。
Best friend forever.
叫做永远最好的朋友。
Until they get to the secondary school.
直到他们进入到中学以后。
They're no longer the best friend forever.
他们才意识到原来这个最好的朋友不永远。
Because you forget them very quickly.
因为他们很快就把他们给忘光了。
On what basis do we call a person a friend?
所以那你们叫一个朋友叫朋友你是什么样的标准
?I'm afraid a lot of people form friendship out of mutual benefit.
那我相信很多人交朋友都是因为从对方身上得到益处。
That person benefit me.
那个人可以给我的人生带来什么益处
?That's why rich people got lots of friends.
所以呢富有的人呢就交很多朋友。
Amen. That's why they all want to be your friend.
这是为什么你发现那些人都想跟你当朋友。
Or if you're the son of Prince William,Everybody wants to be your friend.
如果你是 prince, 如果你是王子的儿子，所有的人都会想当你的朋友。
Or you may be a successful person.
也许你是个很成功的人士。
In other words, if I'm right from experience, a lot of people form friendship because there is something that person I want.
很多人他们交朋友的目的都是以为这个人身上有对我有好处的东西。
And that's why when people get married,Under that basis, their marriage usually don't last.
就是因为这种关系，所以很多夫妻他们的婚姻不能够长久。
I'm marrying that person because he's rich.
我跟这个人结婚，因为他有钱。
And after marriage, you find that he's got no money.
然后等我结婚以后，发现他没怎么有钱。
You want divorce.
然后你就说我要离婚了。
I'm marrying that person because that person is good looking.
我喜欢那个人因为他长得很好看
Then after a few years,
过了几年以后
you got used to their looks.
你看惯了他的那种好看了
Or they loosen their belt and you see boom.
或者他们把他们皮带一打开然后发现肚子弹了出来
Or after the wedding night the mask comes off
或者是结婚了以后突然把他们的面具一撕
You see completely different person.
你看到了一个完全不同的人
You see it's all based on what I can get.
所以啊这些都是关乎于从那个人身上我能拿到什么好处。
But what is the basis of God's friendship with us?
但是耶稣主的选择朋友
标准是什么 Do we have anything to offer him?
我们有什么好处能给耶稣的吗
You see, God's friendship with us, Jesus' friendship with the sinners,
耶稣跟罪人交朋友。
Do you remember he was called the friend of sinners?
你们知不知道他有个名字叫做罪人的朋友
?Did Jesus make friends with the sinners because he loved their sins?
耶稣去跟别人那些罪人交朋友是不是因为哇我好喜欢你身上的罪啊
?There's nothing, nobody, there's nothing any of the people that he called friends can offer him anything at all.
没有任何一个耶稣称为朋友的人真的有什么好处可以返给他的。
So what was his basis?
所以耶稣择友的标准是什么呢?
God's basis of friendship is based on grace.
他的择友的标准就是恩典。
Based on unmerited love.
完全是不没有条件的一种爱。
That's why the word love there is agape.Unconditional love.
这是为什么 ?Agape 这种爱就是一种完全、
Amen?
无条件的爱。
Our love.
我们的爱。
Love, you know that love as when we love others as ourselves, is what love is that? It's conditional.
那种什么，我按照爱我自己的标准来爱邻舍，这是一种什么爱？这是有条件的爱。
The love here, love each other as I have loved you, that is unconditional. Because Jesus loved us, not because we are good at anything, because he's gracious to us.
那耶稣基督的择友标准是说用我的爱来爱其他的人，这种是完全只给恩典的一种爱，这种爱是无条件的。
And that is why no matter how hard it is,
所以不管多难,
in your marriage, in your friendship, try and ask God, Lord, help me. I struggle in this myself, right? So I'm not preaching so that, oh, I'm perfect.
在婚姻当中也好，在朋友关系当中也好，如果你有这样的挣扎的话，我们要这样子祷告。但是在我这样祷告之前，我想要跟你们说，不是因为我做的有多好了，我也在这个当中。
But when you love each other,
当我们互相爱的时候，
it should be based on
这个互相相爱的标准应该是
the grace of God.
神自己给的恩典。
That's why he says.
所以耶稣基督说
，Yeah, if you love one another.
他说，如果你们互相彼此相爱
，When I love you, it's unconditional.
我是以无条件的爱来爱你的。
By grace.
完全是以恩典之爱来爱你的。
You should love the same way.
你也应该有这样的恩典之爱。接着恩典的爱。
And if you do that.
如果你借着我的恩典来爱。
That will form.Our basis of our friendship. What kind of friendship is that?
耶稣说你看看我跟你的关系我跟你的朋友的关系这是一种什么样的关系
It's fellowship friendship.
这是一种完全在主里团契的关系
Equal.
是完全平等的
关系 You will become my partner.
你会成为我的伴侣
He said because, and later on he says, right, the master will never share anything to the slave.But if you're my friend, I can talk to you.
这是为什么耶稣刚才在经文里面说，他说主人是不会把自己的事情都告诉仆人的。可是我当你是朋友，所以我什么都已经告诉你了。
So he says in verse 15, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I call you friends, for all things I heard.From my father, I made known to you.
就是我刚才读的十五节，以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的都已经告诉你们。
So what Jesus is saying, if you love people like the way I love,
所以耶稣说，如果你用我爱你的方式来爱人的话
，not because you can say, hey, sister, brother, I love you because I love your bank account.
你不可能跑去跟人说，哦，弟兄姊妹们，我爱你啊，因为我爱你银行账号里的钱。
That's the world.
这个是世界上的爱。
Sister, I love you, right? Because you're famous.
啊，这个姊妹啊，我爱你啊，因为你超有名的。
That's the world's love.
这是一种世人的爱。
I love you because God loves you.
我爱你就是因为神爱你的缘故。
If you do that, Jesus says.
如果你这样做的话，耶稣说。
You're my friend.
你是我的朋友。
Because we love the same thing.
因为你和我的交友的标准是一致的。
We can have fellowship with each other.
我们互相之间可以团契。
We got something in common.
我们有一个共同点了。
Amen. How many of our prayers is me, mine, I?
你大部分我们的祷告是不是都是我我我
？It sounds like a song.
好像一个唱歌一样。
Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me.
给我给我给我多一点。
Amen. Give me, give me, give me, give me.
不停的给我呀，给我呀，再给我。
Amen. But if you are a friend,
但是如果你是朋友
，our prayers begin to change.
我们的祷告会改变。
It's a sharing of heart.
是开始交流我们的心灵。
And if we can get to that level of prayer,
当我们能够祷告到这个份上的时候
，when God shares His heart with us,
神就把他的心打开，交流给我们他的心灵。
That's the manifestation of friendship.
这个才是真正的朋友的关系。比如说
You're burdened by the people in Ukraine, for example.
比如说你为着乌克兰的那些人民心里有重担。
And you're so burdened, you begin to pray, God, please help those people there.
如果你心里有如此的重担你可能会对说主啊你来帮助乌克兰的人。
That's love.People as God will love them.
这个就是以耶稣的方式在爱人啊。
And then God will show you.
然后神会给你教你。
I tried that once.
我试过这样的祷告。
I tried that once. I thought, I wonder whether this works or not.
我其实还真的试过这个祷告，想看看这个管不管用。
So many years ago, I decided not to pray for gimme, gimme.
所以几年前呢我就说，哎，主啊，我不要再说给我给我的祷告了。
And I, for a long time, I prayed, Oh God. Help those needy people. I don't know what's going on in Afghanistan, but I pray for the people there. I pray for the people there. And I started interceding.
然后我就开始不停地在为人，那些贫困的人，在苦难中的人，阿富汗的人，在为他们祷告。
Then suddenly I see a vision.
突然我看到了一个异象。
I saw starvation everywhere.
我看到了到处都是饥荒。
And that was the Lord sharing with me. Do you know what's going on in Afghanistan now?
那就是当主耶稣打开他的心来跟我分享，你知道阿富汗的人们现在是什么样的生活吗？你看到他们是怎么样的饥饿吗？
I thought, is this me imagining it?
然后我当时在想，主啊，是不是我在想象呢？
And it really pained me when I saw very clearly.
当我看到那个异象的时候，真的我的心很疼。
And then I looked up on the internet.
然后我就开始去上网查。
Lo and behold,
真的是这。
Afghanistan was going through a massive starvation.
阿富汗那边真的是在饥荒当中。
That the media was not reporting.
甚至严重到连我们的媒体都没有报道。
This is friendship with God.
这个就是跟神的朋友的关系。
He will share his heart with you.
他会打开他的心，把他心里所看到的给你。
That will change the way we see things.
这会改变我们自己看事看人的方式了。
We're going to start thinking about the things that God is thinking.
我们就开始以基督的心念思念为思念，开始想基督的事。
It's not that we shouldn't pray for ourselves, but I'm saying we shouldn't be the only subject that we pray.
我不是说你不准为自己祷告，但是为自己祷告不应该是我们祷告中的主要内容了。
Because as we become friends with God,
当我们跟神成为了朋友的时候。
We begin to share what is on God's heart.
我们开始去分享真的在神心里的重担是什么。耶稣说
,That becomes then,
他说
,an important feature for God to choose you.
他说这个就是当我称为你朋友，拣选你为朋友的一个最重要的原因。
I believe when we become friends of God, that's the basis of serving Him.
我相信当我们真的成为了神的朋友，我们侍奉神的心就是如此。
So we serve God as friends.
我们是把他当朋友来侍奉的。
It's like God come into your house and you serve him because he's your friend.
就像是如果有神到你家里来，你要去服侍神的话，因
为
他是你好朋友。
Someone coming into your house and you serve them a meal not because you want something else.
有人到你家里来做客，你给他做一餐饭，不是因为你有图什么。
But becauseYou are serving a friend.
因为你只是想为这个朋友做点什么而已。
And that's why he says here, you did, verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another.
十六节，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。
So when God chooses us out of friendship,
是当神来选择我们的时候，是来当朋友。
We are abiding in His love, aren't we?
我们是常常在他的爱中。
Because we're loving the same things as he loved.
因为我们所爱就是神所爱。
Out of the unconditional love that we have for people, we become his friend.
因为我们的那种无条件的尝试无条件的爱，我们和耶稣基督竟然有共同点，成为好朋友。
And out of that, he chooses us.
所以耶稣说，我拣选了你。
To bear fruit for him.
拣选了你去为我结果子。
Hallelujah.Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
that's what we want.
这是我们想要的。
Amen. That's how our community will grow.
这是为我们怎么样，我们这个社区会长大。
That's how our family will be blessed.
这是我们的家庭如何成长的原因。
When we examine,
当我们来自省
what friendship is,
我的友谊
what love is,
我的跟主的友谊是怎样，我的爱是怎样。
Isn't Jesus good?
耶稣好吗？
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊。
We are so good. We are so grateful to you.
我们今天很感恩。
That you call us friends.
主啊，你叫我们为你的朋友。
Unconditionally, Lord.
你叫我们无条件的。
I just pray for everyone here today.
主啊，我们为今天所有的人祷告。
That we may know how we may be a vessel.
让我们成为你的器皿。
Somebody who can pour out the love of God to others.
成为一个能装满你的爱，然后把爱给出去的
器皿。We're willing, O God.
主啊，我们愿意。
For you to change us.
愿意你来改变我们。
That we may become a better vessel.
让我们成为一个更好的器皿。
I pray, O God, any one of us here today.
主啊，我们为里面每一个人祷告。
If we are hindered by the enemy,
如果我们里面有魔鬼的阻拦
through sin and bondage,
有任何的捆绑
we break them in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名捆绑。
If we're hindered by the enemy through sickness or anywhere,
如果你的里面的阻拦是因为疾病
we command healing to take place.
我们也主啊，我们也说。医治他
Father, make us vessels of honor.
主啊，你给让我们成为你的器皿。
Help us, O God.
帮助我们，主啊。
That this coming year we will become a better vessel than last year.
让我们这一年是比去年更好的一个器皿。
That we are passionate about what you are passionate about.
让我们更加的为你所热心之事而热心。
Father, that you will bless us.
主啊，你来祝福我们。
Because we focus on what you focus on.
因为我们只关注你所关注的。
Help us all to walk your path.
让我们都走上你的路。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
Hallelujah. I really sense right now.
我感觉到。
God is speaking to our hearts.
主在对你我说话。
Some of you now, you feel this burning sensation in your heart.
你感觉到里面有火的燃烧。
Others, you feel this tightness.
很多人也可能觉得胸很紧的感觉。
It's like a burden.
像一个重担压上。
If you have a burden,
如果你有这种重担的话
God wants you to pray.
主想让你祷告。
God wants you to pray that you may receive.
他想让你祷告来领受。
Hallelujah, that you may intercede.
你要去领受。
Whatever it is,
不管是什么
Allow the Holy Spirit to work through.
允许圣灵在你里面工作
Allow the Holy Spirit to give you the burden to pray.
允许圣灵给你这样的重担来祷告
Some of you are called to be intercessors.
有的你们中间有人是一个代祷者
To pray for others.
为他人祷告的人
To help them to be free.
帮助他们让他们从捆绑中走出来
Others, God wants you to be a giver.
也有的人神想让你们成为一个施行者
to give of yourself,
是成为一个施给别人的人
to represent the hands and the feet of Jesus,
来代表主耶稣的手和脚
others, God wants you to comfort others,
也有的人主要你成为一个安慰者
to be a mouthpiece for God,
成为主的嘴来安慰人
Hallelujah. And the Lord reminds many of you, you have been given a sensitive heart,
也有主想要提醒你们，你们当中有人有非常敏感的心。
That you easily break down.
这种敏感的心很容易受伤害。
People call you sensitive.
别人叫你说很敏感。
But what it is that God has given you a sensitive heart for His heart.
但是其实神给你这颗敏感的心，是让你对主自己来敏感。
And that you will never miss a heartbeat of God.
所以你不会错过神的每一个心跳。
You have been given a gift.
你收到了一个礼物。
Your heart is to be sensitive.
你的心是敏感的。
And you cry easily.
你很容易哭。
That's the love of God.
这是神的爱在你。
That's the heart of God.
这也是神的爱。
Hallelujah. You say thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
Don't see it as weakness.
这都不是我们的弱点。
But see it as a blessing.
这些是我们的强项。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
That I can sense your heart.
我能够感受到你的心。
Help me, Lord, to have compassion for people.
主啊，你帮助我对人有热情。
The same way as you would.
就像你一样。
Father, help me.
主啊，
to make friendship.
让我能有交友。
In the church.
在教会里面交友。
Outside the church.
在教会外面交友。
But out of grace,
但是以恩典的方式交友，而不是以要求对方给好处的方式。奉耶稣基督的名，主啊，谢谢你。
There's few of you where you've been hurt by people because they are cool friends and yet they really badly hurt you.
那你们当中也有人其实是被自己的朋友伤害过的。
And I believe the Lord allow you to go through that.
我相信神允许这个事情发生，让你经历这些。
So that you can understand.
所以你能够明白到。
The price of love.
神的爱。
The price of grace.
你能够感受到爱的代价和恩典的代价。
So you thank God.
所以我们感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，
我们感谢你。We're so grateful to you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Just spend a few moments. Just pray.Be in the presence of God.
让我们在这几分钟内一直在神的同在当中。
Just pray, Hallelujah. Oh God, pour out your Spirit upon us.
主啊，你把你的灵倒在我们里面。
Let every single one of us, Lord, our hearts may be transformed.
让我们的心真的在你里面能够有更新和改变。
Allow love for people will be unconditional.
让我们的爱也能够有你的那种无条件的爱流淌出来。
Something for God that is difficult at the moment.
主啊，很多事情现在觉得很难。
But because we decided.
但是因为我们决定了。
Because we decided.
因为我们决定了。
You can make it a reality.
你可以让这个事情成为实际。
Oh Lord, help us.
主啊，你来帮助我。
To be your friend.
成为你的朋友。
That you may share your heart.
你会把你的心事分享给我们。
We may discuss things together.
让我们可以一起来探讨。
We may know you.
我们可以更认识你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That we may be joyful.
让我们成为喜乐的。
And our joy may be full.
让我们的喜乐得以满足。
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kora bakasa tanamashi digida. Hallelujah.Saying, Father, we love you and glorify your name. Hallelujah. Let's all stand.
Thank you.
Jesus is her last hope.
耶稣是她最后的希望。
But he is her first hope.
但是他是我们最首要的希望。
So we stretch our hands now.
所以我们一起来伸手。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
I command this demon of cancer.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名斥责这癌症的希望。离开这位女士。
I break the power of the enemy.
我们祷告这是敌人的能力。
Leave her body right now.
离开她的身体。
Be gone from her.
走开。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We curse every cancer cell.
我们咒诅所有的癌症细胞。
And we curse that demon.
我们咒诅所有的鬼怪。
In the name of Jesus, be
gone from her. 我们斥责。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
And we speak life.
我们说生命。
And we speak life.
我们说生命。
Into her life.
生命在你里面。
We believe in a creative miracle.
我们相信主，你有创造。
So we say, let there be life.
主啊，我们说让这里面有生命。
Let there be new life.
让他的生命里有生命。
In her body.
奉耶稣基督的。
Right now.
就在他的生命里。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus. You guys lay hands on her.
大家把手放到他的身上。
Hallelujah. Everyone keep praying.
我们继续为他祷告。
Thank you, Lord.Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's all call upon his name.
主耶稣，
主耶稣，
主啊，我们呼叫你的名，
主耶稣，
我们所有的人来呼喊主的名，
主耶稣，
主耶稣，
哈利路亚，摩罗，
我们呼叫
主耶稣，主耶稣，
主耶稣，我们呼喊你的名，
哦 ，Jesus，
我们呼喊你的名，
哦 ，Jesus，
耶稣
，Jesus， Jesus， 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 Jesus，
Jesus。
Jesus,
Jesus,
we call upon your name. Jesus, 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 we call upon your name. Jesus, Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus, 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 Jesus.Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for today.
主啊，我们为今天感谢。
Thank you for all that you've done.
谢谢你今天的工作。
I pray, O God, that every family is here today.
祷告今天在此的每一个家庭。
We'll be so overwhelmed by your presence.
都会在你的同在当中。
By your unconditional love.
主啊，都因为你的无条件的爱而感动。
Help us, Father.
主啊，你来帮助我们。
To be vessels of you.
让我们成为你的器皿。
Called to a good cause.
让我们回应你的呼召。
Called to the kingdom.
我们回应你的呼召。
Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Please be seated.
We're
going to carry on praying. Anyone who needs prayer, come forward.
我们会继续来祷告，有需要祷告的也可以到前面来。
We're going to carry on praying, but everyone can have relaxed now and can have tea and coffee.
虽然我们要继续祷告，但是如果大家需要想喝茶、想茶点的话，可以一起。